I'd like now to welcome to the program Craig Anderson. He's Executive Director of the Center for Contemporary Arts. Patrick Noble, also known as P.A. Trix. He is a salsa DJ and a DJ all-around DJ. And Tony Perez, who is a salsa dancer. And we're here to talk about Sweet Salsa. It's a chocolate-covered event at the Center for Contemporary Arts at the Santa Fe Community Convention Center on October 22nd. That is this Saturday. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thanks, Mary Charlotte.
Thank you.
Great to be here.
So why did you choose salsa for your annual event?
We have been talking with board members about what would be the most exciting, vibrant event that we could have that would really kind of reflect Santa Fe community and pull a lot of people together and, you know, bring wonderful things like martinis and chocolate and tapas and salsa dances, dance contest, etc. Bill Siegel had done this event before with the Rape Crisis Center successfully a number of years back, and so we decided that'd be a great thing to do this year.
Let's talk for a moment about salsa, and ladies and gentlemen, you must forgive me, but this is my great weakness in life, or great passion in life, so I could not pass it up when you guys said you were going to do an event on salsa. Patrick, can you tell us a little bit about the history of salsa?
Well, given the limited time we have, I can say...
We can do a four-hour one next week, but...
Right. How long do we have? No, it was a music that developed... salsa itself, the term came out of New York City in the late 60s, mid-70s, and the genres preceding it were mainly Cuban, things like son, mambo. And there were a lot of Cuban and Puerto Rican and other nationalities of musicians living in New York City and jamming and getting together and created this music that has since gone many other places in the world and continued to develop.
I love it that, and so few people know about this, that the immigrants from Cuba and Puerto Rico brought their music to the United States, particularly New York. Their children reinterpreted it, turned into salsa, and that salsa diffused all over the world.
Right, yeah.
As it's an American, in a funny way, it's an American art form.
Yeah, it's had a big influence even in Africa.
That's right. Now, Tony, you are from Mexico. You're a salsa dancer, and you do all sorts of different styles of salsa dance.
Yes, I do. Actually, there's quite a few different styles of dancing since we're here in the States. Continue with Patrick, history of salsa dancing. You know, this is a new version or a new word for Latin music. And also, I noticed here in the States, there's an East Coast style of dancing and West Coast, and you have Miami. So you have all these different influence from the Caribbean and in Latin America. So I think what I have my experience about being here in the States is that all of those dances become Americanized by the people who brought all that culture here. For instance, I noticed when I had the privilege to be dancing with you, Mary Charlotte, back in the maybe 99, 2000, we had this Cuban Rueda style of dancing.
Right.
And, you know, we were learning from the Miami point of view.
That's right.
And then you had the Cuban style. So there's two different styles, the Miami and Cuban, but still, you know, the same.
I know. I mean, they're close, but not the same. I mean, that's what's amazing about it. The Miami style, what is it, 37 miles away, but...
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I'm grateful to be here and be part of this fundraiser benefit, and I think it's going to be great.
And Patrick, you are DJing, and of course, you have a wide variety of music of all the different kinds that we were talking about, Cuban, Puerto Rican, American, and so on.
Colombian, yeah.
Venezuelan, Panamanian.
It goes on and on. Yeah, and so what I'll be playing on Saturday night remains to be seen. It'll depend on the crowd that shows up and the music that they'll want to dance to. And then, of course, we've also got the live band performing.
Sabor
is going to be performing.
Yep.
And that's Cuban music.
We're delighted that Patrick has come on board with us, and we're delighted to have Tony on board with us. I mean, it seems... You know, muy auténtico, and it's also very much Santa Fe, and it's also very much CCA, because we embrace, as you know, a very wide variety of public programming and No, we're having a great year. We've had some great exhibitions. I just thank our members and our supporters and ask them to come on out on Saturday night, the 22nd.
Sweet Salsa, a chocolate-covered dance contest at the, it's not at the CCA, it's at the Santa Fe Community Convention Center.
Right.
From 6 o'clock until 10 at night. It's a fundraiser. There's all sorts of good, good food from La Boca, chocolate from Northern New Mexico's finest chocolatiers.
We've also got a ballroom dance contest, Latin ballroom dance contest. Tony will be there doing some dance lessons for people that are wanting to learn how to dance salsa.
That's right. For those of you who have not yet been initiated into the most fun activity in the whole world, with only a few possible exceptions, come on down. And Craig Anderson, executive director of the CCA, Tony Perez, and Patrick Noble, also known as PA Trix. Thank you all so much for being with us.
Thanks, Mary Charlotte.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
¿Cómo?
Que yo lo que quiero es salsa.
Sí, señor.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org, thanks to Dot Foil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe, and my email address is radiocafe@ksfr.org. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team, and after that, jazz. And don't forget to tune in from 11 to 2 this morning and early afternoon, when we are live at the DeVargas Center, or come on down to the mall and see KSFR in action.
Pongan música que encienda todo el que esté en esta sala. Este es mi oportunidad.